As you've probably heard by now, Bill Cosby's sexual assault conviction was overturned on a technicality. While I'm not here to play armchair legal quarterback and argue whether or not that was appropriate or not in this particular case, I do think that this development offers us an opportunity to note, once again, the way that our systems sure do seem to find a way to enable, encourage, and, when need be, outright protect some of the most evil predators among us. It's almost as if our systems were designed by the Epstein Island crowd in order to serve the Epstein Island crowd. Which brings us to another famous elite predator named Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton's abuse of women is legendary. His hatred and practice of women spans decades and permeates his time in office, both as governor of Arkansas and as president of the USSA. Unlike Bill Cosby, Bill Clinton never spent a day in jail for his physical abuse of scores of women over the decades. Not a day. No, sir. No justice for those women. None at all. And why? Because Bubba Clinton was and is a part of the elite abuser class that rules over us and treats us like cattle. Human resource cattle to be spent, manipulated, raped, and even murdered as necessary to meet the needs of the sociopathic predators running our political, economic, and financial systems. You and I are expected to pay our bills and traffic tickets on time or suffer the consequences. But elite predators like Bubba Clinton and the rest of the Epstein Island crew are beyond all of that. Way beyond. They are literally empowered to rape and pillage at will. But their ability to keep this racket going is beginning to come into question. Serious question. As hard as they've tried to crack down on the free flow of information and conversation, they have failed to achieve the 100% lockdown that they need in order to stem the tide that is rising quickly against them. The Epstein Island class and the government agencies that protect and oftentimes fund them, agencies like the CIA, FBI, NSA, these agencies are being recognized as the tools of organized megacrime that they are. People are connecting the dots and beginning to do the math. And the more they do, the angrier they're getting. And the more aware and angry the masses get, the more anxious and even desperate the ruling elite predator class becomes. And that, my friends, is a beautiful thing. So buck up, justice is coming, even for the elite abusers currently sitting atop the scam systems they're using to try to prop up their crumbling empires. Judgment Day is coming for them, and they know it. Now more than ever in this era of anti-Christian bigotry and the endgame of anti-freedom elites running the American empire, we need to be connected with each other. If you appreciate this perspective and would like a daily dose of informed optimism, subscribe to the channel and sign up for the weekly newsletter at hellraiserreport.com.